I'm Marco Werman. This is The World. Five paintings, including a Picasso and a Matisse, are missing from the Museum of Modern Art in Paris. Staffers at the museum arrived for work this morning and found a broken window and lock. The stolen paintings are estimated to be worth more than $100 million. Most stolen artwork is never recovered, but an art organization in Italy is trying a novel approach to get some missing masterworks returned. As Nancy Greenlease reports, the group is focusing on one painting that disappeared from a church in Sicily more than 40 years ago.
Ludovico Gippetto gazes at a Caravaggio masterpiece painted in 1609. He points to the figures bathed in the artist's signature light and shadows.
It's the manger scene during the Holy Night. The Madonna has just given birth to the baby Jesus and placed him on the ground in the stall.
The painting, Nativity with St. Francis and St. Lawrence, isn't in a gilded frame. It sits in Gippetto's palm. It's a postcard with the word wanted across the top. Gippetto is the founder of XtraArt, a group that uses postcards to try to find stolen art. He flips through some other postcards that home in on details of the painting.
Il primo piano di San Giacomo.
This one's a close-up of St. James. Here's a close-up of St. Francis, another of the Virgin Mary, and one of St. Lawrence. There's a theory that the Caravaggio was cut up in order to sell it in pieces.
XtraArt has printed more than 100,000 postcards of the painting. You can get them for free in Italian embassies and cultural institutions around the world. The hope is that someone somewhere will receive one of the postcards and recognize this painting that's listed among the FBI's top 10 missing artworks. Caravaggio's Nativity disappeared from a Palermo chapel on October 16, 1969. A former mafioso-turned-informant claims he stole it on the orders of a boss. Others say an amateur lifted it and peddled it to the mafia. Theories have circulated that it was damaged while stored at a farm. Gippetto says there's no clear lead.
I pentiti hanno detto tutto.
The mafioso who've turned into informants have done nothing but contradict themselves.
Still, art theft experts say they're almost certain the mafia played a role. They have the ideal setup, a sophisticated network for stealing and smuggling items, forging documents, and laundering cash. Artwork is often held for ransom. Sometimes a piece of art is given as a gift to another criminal. XtraArt volunteer Antonio Rosato has his own theory about what happened to the Caravaggio.
Maybe some little old Sicilian woman has this painting and doesn't even know it. She has it in her attic. The neighborhood boss gave it to her in a sack and said, "Don't open it until I return." And he hasn't, so it's just sitting there.
Retrieving stolen art is nearly impossible.
That's Noah Charney, an art historian and director of the Association for Research into Crimes Against Art. He praises the postcard campaign, but admits it's a long shot.
The very best recovery rates for stolen art are about 10%.
But XtraArt has been lucky before. A few years ago, the group produced postcards of the 18th century painting Madonna del Lume, stolen from a Palermo church. Gippetto says someone recognized it.
L'indomani, una telefonata anonima mi informava.
The very next day, I received an anonymous call telling me that the work that we'd featured on the postcards had been delivered to the caretaker's office at the Sisters of St. Vincent Convent in Palermo.
Now that painting is back in the chapel, and XtraArt is hoping to get a similar call about the Caravaggio. For The World, I'm Nancy Greenlease, Palermo.